people probably ask that question, why are we restructuring now? And probably from the outside looking in, seems to be ticking along right. Why change something that's working? There are no major changes, obviously, other than the actual managers that are coming in. I'm obviously head of the academy and also run under 15 squad. But from next year on, I was down to take the under 13 head coach role, and Paul Rua McBride will be stepping into the under 15s. And suppose the major part of the whole, this is over the period of maybe 7-8 months. This is a long time in coming. We've sat down maybe in October last year, and this is all the kind of merge with the FAI's National Development Plan, which basically sees a rollout under 13s in 2019, and that's the final phase of their development plan. So we as a obviously a club in this league, we need to be fulfilling that criteria as well. So that's another reason we looked at well ahead, and we said, how can we get in here and how can we help this under 13 squad? And that's basically what the launch was in flight. And I suppose you'll see under 12, under 14, under 16 development squads that will run alongside our 13s, 15s, 17s and 19 National League teams. And we, as an academy, we see the 12s, 14s and 16s being able to house and feed into our National League teams going forward. And not all players is going to make it into these National League teams for one reason or another. It could be late developers, and you could have somebody born in January, and up against somebody maybe be born in December, and so you've nearly 11, 12 months gap of an age, and so yeah, you have to house these people as well. So that's what the development squads are hopefully going to be used for. We're kind of widening the net and giving them that extra bit of space and time to develop, and with the same kind of training regime that the National League teams will have, and hopefully we'll get the reward for that in the years to come, you know.
It's a big operation, Kevin, to have, I suppose, squads from under 12 right up to under 19. It's obviously a costly business for Finn Harps.
Yeah, like every club in the league, we're not coming down with money. So everything needs to be looked after, like obviously sponsorships and obviously players from it itself. But you're right, it is a major undertaking. And the National League teams alone, between the buses and away for like two or under 19s and under 15s were away yesterday. And so there's two bus trips every second week. So, and then you've obviously got pitch rentals, and there's loads of stuff that go on and on that they are costly, but we see it as the way forward as a club. And there's no point in lying about it. We don't have kind of financial muscle that most other clubs have. So we realistically are setting a vision for long term. Like I would love to personally see the majority of the players turning out on a Friday night for the senior team. I'd love to see the majority of them being from the Northwest. And that's obviously what we're trying to do here with the academy and the National League structures, you know.
How wide do you spread the net, and what type of cooperation are you getting from the clubs around the county and around the Northwest?
Well the clubs have been fantastic, and the level of coaching, if you go back maybe 10 years ago, was there a decent level of coaching going on within local clubs in Donegal? Probably not. You have been dotted maybe here, there and everywhere. But now, from what I have seen, they all try to play the right way. You have a really, really good coach. And within the likes of your Bonagies, your Letterkennys, and Capri, I could go on, Lagan, all the Donegal League clubs seem to have really, really got their house in order in terms of their youth setup. And obviously, when they come to the National League level, it makes it a lot easier for us, you know. So that way we're trying. Like a lot of clubs in Dublin have maybe gone down the under sixes and under eights and under nines, tens. We're not going down that far. We personally feel it's way too young to be bringing in players at that age away from the local club. So we've left the under 12, and even at that, the development squads will still be with their own clubs and training in line with the National League teams, and for us to keep an eye on them and make sure that they're doing the same positioning, the same type of training, but they're supposed to do it. So it has advantages. This academy for us, I feel, is really in service to the Northwest, and that's what we're hoping to build on it, you know.
So you've got good coaches, there's no doubt about that. You've been mentioning Declan Boyle and Joe Boyle there as the managers of the under 19 and under 17s, and they're obviously doing quite well. And in the league, I suppose it's fair to say that you've been doing well with the big, against the big companies, clubs. For example, St Patrick's, Athletic, Bohemians, Dundalk, Derry City. So you're in with the big boys.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason why we did sit down. We said, right, things are ticking along nicely the way we want it to go, but how can we change it and kind of maximise our resources to keep this consistency going? And this is all part of Friday's kind of press release. But we are, you're 100% right, we are probably punching above our weight in terms of like St Pat's and Bowes and even the likes of your Derrys and Sligo, who are full-time clubs with fantastic facilities. We don't have that, but as I said before, to me it's about the coaches and then obviously about the players and how we want to develop them. And that's what we have going for us at the minute. And obviously adding to that is the fantastic setups at all the schoolboy clubs throughout Donegal and Minnishone, with really good coaches, and they're trying to play the right way, and it's in line with what we're trying to do as well. So long may it last.
Say there's a player out there somewhere in Donegal and they want to join the Finharps Academy, what do they have to do?
Well, the 15s, 13s, we'll be doing player IDs now over the next 2 to 3 months in preparation for 2018 season. But it's ongoing, mate, and especially at that age and even going right up to 19s form. The one reason or could be injuries, could be school, could be things affecting them. Just the form goes up and down. You just really, really need to keep a close eye on players, and that's all part of developing. And again, going back to your question, as in players coming into our academy, academy season to come to close now after the Galway Cup. So that'll close off, and we'll do trials again in October and November. But we would always advertise it out through the Facebook, local papers, our website. And then obviously we would invite players in through our club, club-to-club invitation. So invite and obviously open trials for a lot of the academy sides, and that's how it's a big job and a big undertaking trying to ID all these players, but it's something that we feel is very worth it, you know.